Welcome to the Space Show, Peter.
Well, thank you very much. It's an exciting meeting here.
And now, presumably, the European Space Agency is not sitting on its laurels waiting for Cassini to arrive. It's got other projects underway as well. Could you tell us about some of those, please, Peter?
Yes, this is absolutely correct. For the engineers and our agency and European industry and for the scientists, Huygens is on the way. It is to some extent for the scientists waiting. We are taking up the challenges of trying to do exciting missions cheaper than in the past, and that requires the development of new technology that is lighter, that is more integrated, that is ready at the time when you begin the mission, and that is activities that are continuously ongoing. In particular, we have a program on small mission for advanced research and technology that combines the demonstration of new technology developed that has potential to go on larger and longer duration missions later, combined with new development in science and trying something new out. It's a little bit like flying a sounding rocket, an instrument on sounding rockets before going on a big spacecraft. Here we have small, fast spacecraft as a precursor to later bigger programs. So the example is that we develop a small mission to be carried piggyback by the European Ariane launcher into geostationary transfer orbit, and then taken out to the moon by electric propulsion that is created by solar energy from solar panels converting into electrical energy, and this energy then driving the propulsion system to gradually go to the moon. Not have a big rocket, but have a small thruster system that gets us to the moon and then orbit around the moon and making observations. They are photographs of regions of the moon looking for minerals and also looking for potential ice in near the south pole of the moon that has been possibly detected recently by Lunar Prospector. This technique of solar electric propulsion can then be used for other missions which have requirements of large velocity increases, for example going to a planet like Mercury, going to or astronomy missions that have to go far away from the Earth, like having an array of telescopes which work together in an interferometry mode. So it's enabling technology for the future.
Peter, you've mentioned this new technology. The what was the name of this thing? It's got an acronym, SMART or something, isn't it?
Yes, that's correct, SMART. So we're trying to be smart by combining here new technology developments with new science in a faster and cheaper way. And the first mission with solar electric propulsion will get us to the moon in the year 2001.
Now, chemical rockets, of course, have high thrust and for a relatively short time, several minutes, whereas solar electric propulsion goes for a longer time, doesn't it?
Yes, it takes somewhat longer. So the way you do that, we will do that on SMART 1, is being transported together with some other spacecraft, piggyback, as I said, into the geostationary transfer orbit, which gets the spacecraft out to 36,000 kilometers above the Earth, and then using the electric propulsion to gradually accelerate the spacecraft, so spiral around the Earth's many times and then making it out to the orbit of the moon and ultimately bringing it into an orbit around the moon. This whole endeavor takes about 6 months to get to the moon, and another 6 months will be then the measuring phase around the moon.
Doesn't this add to your tracking and control problems?
No, that is not. This is for some periods. You also do not run the engine all the time. There are certain periods, and then you cruise along. Being relatively close to Earth, it requires not big tracking stations. So overall, it's a very economic way of doing things.
Well, thank you, Peter, for joining us on the Space Show. You've certainly given us a very detailed insight into the European Space Agency programs.